Our guest today, country rockabilly singer Wanda Jackson, was a pioneer in the 50s, singing rock and roll, designing her own outfits, and growling like the boys. Encouraged by her one-time boyfriend, Elvis Presley, she switched from country to rockabilly and recorded hits for Capitol, like Having a Party, and toured constantly with a chaperone. In 2011, she recorded The Party Ain't Over with Jack White and has just released Unfinished Business, produced by Justin Townes Earl. She's been gathering a lot of younger fans at shows, and Adele even mentioned that Wanda Jackson was the influence on her song Rolling in the Deep. I started out by asking Wanda to compare the two younger producers of her recent albums.
Well, comparison, they're quite different. I'd say different as night and day. Jack is like a jumping bean or, firecracker. He's all into this music, and he's very focused when we're recording. He has an idea in his head of how I'll sing this song, and I mean he's really a lot of input, which I enjoyed. I'll have to admit that was very good. But then with Justin, it was more like maybe the old way of recording, kind of laid back, and instead of using headphones and hearing the recorded music already and singing to it, I was in the studio with the musicians. And I think that made me, as you say, more comfortable because I like that. I like having the music in there with me.
And the mix of songs that I guess you all chose together is really interesting, because there's some straight out country on here, and there's things like the song that I guess was the first single on here, version of Tore Down. Did that come from was that a Justin suggestion?
Right, I suppose. I'm not really familiar with the original. How he changed it, I'm not sure. So, but I know his aim was to kind of be right the opposite of what Jack did with all the, music arrangements and things. He said, I want this to be a little more laid back and stripped down, and I want you to stand out. Your voice should be the main thing. And so I guess that's what he's done, to make it seem, so comfortable. And I've had a lot of comments, David, about that very thing, that I sound just more, I guess, comfortable is the best word for it.
More you or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah, more of me. So he accomplished what he set out to do.
we'll give him a star for that, because it really worked. Let's go to the stage of the Sellersville Theater and hear this performance of our guest today, Wanda Jackson, with the song that begins the new album, Unfinished Business. This is Tore Down.
To jump in, my baby showed up and said, I'll tell you when I'm tore down, almost level with the ground. And I feel like this when my baby ain't around. I love you, babe, with all my heart and soul. Love like mine will never grow old. I love you in the morning and in the evening too. Every time you leave me, I get mad at you. I'm tore down, almost level with the ground. And I feel like this when my baby ain't around.
Mm-hmm. love you, baby, with the all of my might. Love like mine is out of sight. I'll lie for you if you want me to. I really don't believe that your love is true. And I'm tore down, almost level with the ground. And I feel like this when my baby ain't around. Well, I'm tore down. Hey, I'm tore down. Ooh, tore down. Yeah, tore down. And I feel like this when my baby ain't around.
That is Tore Down from Wanda Jackson. We're getting a chance to talk with her about her new album and her music. Her new album is called Unfinished Business. And as we mentioned, it's a mix of things on here. And one of my favorite things, and you say you're hearing some of these comments more than once, but and I've read other people say this as well. There is a duet that you and Justin do on here called Am I Even a Memory? That is just a beautiful song. And what is the story behind that one?
Well, I love the story behind this one because the writer was Greg Gehring, and I was able to have coffee with him one afternoon and visit with him. And he told me he had written this song especially for me, with me in mind, 17 years ago.
Wow, really?
And it took that long to get it or back around to me. So it's an original song, and I think it's about my favorite on the album. It just turned out, it's so pretty.
Just by chance we did meet again, and it carried me back to when. But you turned and passed me by, like you saw me through strangers' eyes. Am I even a memory? Darling, have you forgotten me? In the night, in the dreams you see, am I even a memory?
Something happened somewhere in time. Now you're no longer mine.
Our guest is Wanda Jackson, and she has a really nice new album called Unfinished Business. Now, I want to talk about how you dress, because there are some wonderful pictures of you wearing some wonderful fringe dresses in this new cover. And it's a little, it looks like a little jacket, and you're wearing a really nice nice dress inside. And then, as I mentioned, I've been looking at these older little films, little videos of you back in the 60s, and you are so fashion forward. You don't necessarily look like a country star. You look very sophisticated with these kind of fringe dresses. And tell me where dressing like that came from, because it's not what you think of as your country outfit.
Well, true. I hope not. That was my aim, to get out of boots and big old full skirts and attire like that was just too heavy for me. I'm a very short gal, and I needed something lightweight. And so I liked straight skirts, and I liked low-cut tops, have a little sexuality there, and it just came together. My mother and I put our heads together, and we found the silk fringe, which kind of, you know, kept it country flavored, but dressed up country.
Well, now you were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2009. Did any of those dresses make it into the hall?
Yes, I was so glad I had hung on to. I've sent some of them to other museums or Hall of Fames that I'm in. But I put one dress back just in case the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ever decided to induct me. And it's a red fringe with sequins down the front of it, and then fringe the rest of the way around, and little spaghetti rhinestone straps. And so I'm glad I saved that, and my original guitar, which is on loan to them. I just couldn't let go of it and say it's yours.
Now, that's the one that says Wanda across the bottom, right?
Yes, Wanda Jackson on the bottom.
And yeah, that's
that, that one's precious to me.
Our guest is Wanda Jackson, and she has a really nice new album called Unfinished Business, and we're hearing some live versions of some of the tunes. Let's go back to the stage of the Sellersville Theater for this version of It's All Over Now.
Because I used to love.
job, fellas. Thank you.
You know that song. You may not know that version. That is a new version of It's All Over Now that Wanda Jackson has recorded on Unfinished Business. Now, there's a story that I've kind of read about, and I'd love to get your version of this because I'm not sure I know it all, but the singer Adele had you out on tour with her for a while, and you did a bunch of dates. And my understanding is that was her pick because of your influence on Rolling in the Deep, and what's the story behind that?
Well, that's, you know, about all that I know. She just had requested that I open the shows for her. She told me, and then she told her audiences on that particular tour, that without hearing my record of Funnel of Love, that there never would have been a Rolling in the Deep. And then I've read her biography, which is out now, and it tells the same story in there, and said that she would take a stack of my albums into her producer, and they would sit and listen to them all afternoon to get a feel of some sort that she was looking for. But she found it in Funnel of Love, and I'm glad that I was able to be a part of that. That's
wow,
great.
That is fantastic. I've always wondered, because you became the queen of rockabilly, but you started out singing country. And I was curious, did they have to kind of push you towards rockabilly in the beginning, or did you take to it right away?
Well, I was explained about it from Elvis Presley. And he's the one that he could see that this music, the type he was doing, was getting real, real popular. And for the first time ever, young people were buying records. Before that, it was always aimed at adults. So he said, young people are liking this music and they're wanting to buy records. So you need to get in on this movement. We had no idea how big it was going to be. But Elvis even took me to his home and played records and got his guitar out and kind of showed me how to change a song up and kind of the feel of this, because it was something brand new. So when I changed record labels in 1956, well, I had been working with Elvis for a year. So I took his advice and did a couple of kind of rockabilly songs.
As I mentioned, I've been watching a lot of these little films of you from television and back in the day. And one of the songs that I've been watching is this song called Rock Your Baby, which I studied up on a little bit, and some of the songs you sang back then, like Fujiyama Mama, were not ones that you wrote. In fact, I believe that was a cover. But Rock Your Baby was your own song. Was it hard to get your own song cut?
No, I don't remember it being hard. We had decided to go with this, you know, rockabilly or new type of music, and my producer, Ken Nelson, and myself, and we knew that was the direction we wanted to take me. So it was hard to find material for girls, but I was very lucky to find Fujiyama Mama and Let's Have a Party and those. But I began to write some because it was so hard to find songs by other writers. So that was one of the first songs that I wrote. Very simple little song, but you know, it's still in my set list today. I still do it, and the audience sings back with me, and everyone seems to know it.
Here it is.
Rock your baby
all night long.
Rock your baby
all night long.
Rock your baby
all
you, baby, and don't be slow.
A live recording of Rock Your Baby, one of the early songs that our guest Wanda Jackson did, and she's got a new album called Unfinished Business. And my understanding is that there is a movie in the works of your life. How does that feel?
Well, it's kind of unbelievable. It's surreal. I can't imagine that my life would be, you know, that interesting. But they assured me that it was. And in certain ways, you know, I was kind of a trailblazer and in a couple of areas. Another fact about my marriage, my husband learned the business and then jumped in and became my manager and confidant and travels with me. So the fact that he and I have been married 50 years now, 51 actually, is pretty amazing to be in show business and have your marriage hold together like that.
Wow. Well, congrats.
So I think that's something they'll point out, bring out in the movie.
Well, I totally look forward to that. It sounds like it'll be
good.
Wanda, thank you so much for your time, and thank you so much for your music over the years.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Wanda Jackson, our guest, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.